Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, everybody, hello, and welcome to the Cozy Cryptid. I'm your host, Tanner, and sorry for the delay, but I've been busy. I got laid off recently from my day job, and I've been just trying to find some ways to make ends meet. So I hope you forgive me, and this episode's going to be a little bit different from the way I usually do episodes. I'm going to read some stuff about new species and cryptids articles and cryptozoology articles. Hope you enjoy and hope you have a good time as you do whatever you do when you listen to this. Welcome, everybody. It's me, Tanner. Welcome to Cozy Cryptid. Talk about cryptids, paranormal stuff, and folklore and whatnot. But this week, we're going to take a little bit of a scientific approach to this, I guess. A little more science-y, more look at new species and new cryptid articles. So, in Sierra Leone, they discovered two new species of crabs and two species that have been seen for quite some time. An exhibition to the forests of Sierra Leone, West Africa, revealed two species of crabs new to science and two species not seen in more than half a century. The research team found an Abyssinian crab, which has not recorded sighting for 225 years, and the Sierra Leone crab, not seen in 66 years. Also found were two species of crabs belonging to the genus of the common river crab in West Africa. Only one species of this genus was known to exist in Sierra Leone before now. The quest for crabs was sponsored by the conservation organization Rewild, as the Sierra Leone crab is number 8 on Rewild's 25 most wanted lost species list. So far, the search for the lost species program has rediscovered 7 lost species. That's pretty cool. And this crab looks like a very like blood red body to it. Almost like a purplish.
What's he calling for?
The fuck, dude? Goddamn, people calling me when doing shit. Neil Cumbridge, a professor at Northern Michigan University who worked with Mavogo Dongo on the exhibition, says they are optimistic about finding healthy populations of both the lost species of crab. However, the forests in which the crabs live, part of the upper Guinea forest blocks, face threats. So, these flags are the environment's not doing well, like conservation and stuff. All right. Sorry about the damn phone call. All right, new species of frog named to hail. New species of frog named to hail Ghanaian community trying to save its habitat. Scientists have named a unique species of forest frog that has teeth and uses its front feet to push food into its mouth after a Ghanaian community that has campaigned to save its forest home. The Atua slippery frog's scientific name has been designated as Conarua sagamasi. The sagamasi part of the name refers to the sagamasi community that has a campaign to save its habitat. The Atua forest named forest north of the capital, Accra. A-C-C-R-A. The frogs are found in just 5 streams in a small portion of the forest. The government wants to mine the area for bauxite, a rock that contains minerals used to produce aluminum. The Sagamasi community has helped to oppose mining in the forest since 2006. When you look at the map of the Atua Hills and where this new frog is, it's just in the middle of where they want to mine for the bauxite. So it doesn't have a chance. It's a Ghanaian herpetologist, Caleb Ofori-Botig, one of the scientists who described new species in a paper published in the journal Zootaxa. Not a normal frog. The Atua Forest is biodiversity. 2006. The frog was covered in 2006. It's brown with protuberant eyes and a body small enough to fit into a palm of a human hand. It spends 95% of its time in water, has a shrill whistle that penetrates deeper forests, and has a small, poorly formed teeth. Highly intelligent, he uses his front feet to push food into his mouth. When you compare this frog to other frogs, it's like comparing a pig to a whale. It's very different. It's not a normal frog, he said. It's critically endangered. Well, I hope they can figure out something with that. Hopefully they can find a solution. Oh, from Haki to Scotty. New England. Trying to push to bring unknown fish to New England's dinner. Especially rare to dine at a restaurant and hear someone say, I'll have a scoop, or I'll have the conger eel. Salmon, cod, and tuna dominate the plate in the U.S. But why? The world's oceans are home to more than 30,000 species of fish, and most of the edible ones have never been marketed to average consumers' taste buds. All along New England's coastline, small boat fishermen are catching a wide variety of fish for which there's barely any market. Hake, dogfish, butterfish, skate, and countless others. They struggle to sell these lesser-known species and in turn, people are missing out to high-quality, delicious seafood. Industry advocates contend. Some have historically labeled them as trash fish, but Ben Martin's executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association take major exception to that. We don't call any other type of food trash except for seafood, says Martinez. It's coming out of the ocean. It's not like we're taking about highly processed fast food. I always get very prickly at the term trash. We're talking about food. And we're talking about some of the best food for your body, mind, and environment. Rather, Martin says, these fish are unknown to most eaters. There are virtually no marketing behind them, he said. And okay, I get it. So they want to try to push like different species of fish to like the market. They don't eat anything, dude. I'll try anything. So I am. Enormous graveyard of alien-like sea creatures discovered at Jurassic Pompeii in central UK. The spiky-limbed creature saw their doom approaching but could not do nothing to stop it. Paleontologists have uncovered an enormous fossil graveyard of squiggly, alien-like Jurassic sea creatures beneath a limestone quarry in the UK's Cotswold region. Now, fossil finds includes perhaps tens of thousands of marine invertebrates calling ectoderms, meaning hedgehog skin in Greek, and including the ancient ancestors of modern starfish, sea cucumbers, sea urchins, and frilly limbed sea lilies. And maximally preserved at all stages of their life cycle, the researchers said in a statement. But right when things were booming, the thriving seabed community met a catastrophic end. Mysterious catastrophe, perhaps a mudslide triggered by an earthquake, suffocated and entombed animals for 167 million years. Wow. That's pretty cool. What we've got here is a sort of Jurassic Pompeii. Neilan Hollingworth, an amateur fossil hunter who discovered the cache on a hike with his wife Sally. Dude, it's crazy. The creatures tried to protect themselves. The dolphin in a distressed position of pulling their arms in, but it was all in vain. Tim Allen, a paleontologist and senior curator at the Natural History Museum of London, told BBC they were pushed into the sediment and buried alive. The site dates to the middle Jurassic period, roughly 245 million years ago, when Gigantuan theropods and bloodthirsty theropod dinosaurs had to run on land. At sea, things were in transition. As many as half of all marine species had died in extinction event at the end of the Jurassic period, and spindly arm ectoderms were following like mad to fill the gap. Noted for limbs, the ready out other bodies in sets of five, ectoderms had become highly successful at grabbing passing food with their spiny arms, according to the researchers. Some, like starfish and sea cucumbers, could feel their way on the bottom of the ocean. Others, like sea lilies, anchored themselves in place and waited for meals to come to them. That's cool. So this, I can open this. It looks like plants. It looks like roots and stuff, like little spindly, how root structures are. But it's pretty cool looking. Like if you've seen it, like if you've seen this fossil on the ground, you'd be like, oh, that's just like, it's a dirt, like roots or something. If you weren't, like if expertise in it. A prehistoric wild dog found at an iconic human fossil site. Ooh, cool. Interesting. New research reveals two highly social animals crossed paths at Del Monte 1.8 million years ago, wearing social humans' cousins and a pack hunting candidate. So, delicious. Interesting. So we started as the hominids and canines had a relationship for quite a while now. You know? I don't know. Two new species of collodion from Spain. Already in cryptozoology. Man claims to have photographed a Bigfoot in Iowa. What? A man in Iowa thinks he has photos of Bigfoot. Cryptozoologist podcaster Jeremiah Bryan tweeted three photos from a man named Jeremy, who allegedly photographed a Bigfoot in Whitewater Canyon. Dude, Bigfoot Society? What the fuck? Hey, I know this guy, Bigfoot Society. Shout out to them. Yeah, Bigfoot at Whitewater Canyon in Bernard, Iowa. These Bigfoot sightings were reported on Just Recently this month by Jake Trumper, radio host. The sightings locations was Whitewater Canyon and Bernard. Look, I hate to say things over and over again until someone shoots one of these things. I refuse to believe they're real. So this thing, I think, look at this tweet. It's very far away, these pictures. It's going to be on top of a, he's like shooting at a river. And he's, the photographer is like shooting down from a high elevation from the river. And seems to be like a few hundred yards away. And there's a bipedal figure on the other side of the river. Very interesting.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cryptid. Bigfoot sighting man photographs alleged Sasquatch during boat trip in Kentucky Lake. Bigfoot. These are a little bit clearer. A Kentucky man reportedly spotted a tall creature covered in fur that resembles a Sasquatch wandering by Lakeside during his recent boat trip to Lake Cumberland, sharing photos of the mysterious cryptid online. Jared Arnett of Pulaski County, Arkansas, was left aghast after spotting a puzzling creature standing near the bank lakes of Lake Cumberland during a recent boat trip, snapping a handful of photos of the baffling beast before it slipped back into the woods. Arnett first thought the creature was a grizzly bear, but on further observation, he realized that it may have been Bigfoot. The alleged Sasquatch was observed standing on its two hind legs and covered in matted fur throughout his body. Very awesome. These are very good pictures. If I can find the photos. Can zoom in on them, nice. All right. First one is very far away, straight across the lake, or at least halfway, or I don't know how big this lake is, but. The second one is he went because he's taking another one from behind the Bigfoot or the subject of the picture to be more fair and accurate. So this one is more of a side profile shot of the creature. Of the subject, and it's completely, like, I don't see no, like, eyes or ears, or maybe it's covered up or something. But it seems to be, like, I can't confirm, because these pictures can be, obviously, Alright, so new species, and Rocky Mountain National Park, new plant species, cool. Researchers have discovered a new plant species growing in Rocky Mountain National Park following hundreds of hours of combing remote ecosystems. On July 22nd, park officials shared their wishbone moonwort. That wishbone moonwort was found in Rocky. The plant only grows about 1 to 3 inches tall and spends limited time above ground in the summer. Moonwort expert and senior author of the paper on wishbone moonwort, Steve Pogovich, said he first noticed the plant in the Arkapowa and Roosevelt National Forest, which prompted him to begin studying whether it was a new species. That's cool. They found a new plant in the Rockies. Rocky National. New species. Is there a Bigfoot population in Maine? Now, Michael shares more than 220 eyewitness accounts of her book, Bigfoots in Maine. Cool. I want to read all that. Cryptology. Honestly, this is a new video. A tangible video. Multiple hypotheses. Videos are hard to fucking. I think today, like, photographs and videos are not gonna cut it when it comes to fucking Bigfoot. I'm sorry. It's like. Team explores Tate's cryptid craze at Libraries All Center. It's not much of a freaking article, this one is. This is a picture of Mothman. Okay, what the hell is this? This is a headline that says Teen Explorer State Cryptid Craze at Libraries All Center. Then it has a picture of the Mothman. Maybe because I need to subscribe or something. But not much of a, like, cryptid. Called the cryptid. Bailtated of Oregon. Called the cryptid. Mountain lion. I don't know. You got another new species. Cannabis. Cannabis was domesticated in East Asia, new studies suggest. Cool. Almost just 7% of the human genome is unique to our species. We share most of our. Just 7%. Just 7% of the human genome is unique to our species. We share most genes with Neanderthals, Denisovans, and other ancestors. Just 1.5 to 7% of the human genome is unique to our species. Cool. This is 7%. Like 7% of like a million is like 7,000, like 700,000 genes. I don't know. Is that right? Sure, you said it was, yeah, dude, right? You need to. You're standing on the shoulders of giants. Entomologists change names of insects that bug them. gypsy moth might be one of West Virginia's best known, but not in a good way. Since arriving here in the 1970s, the moth has defoliated more than 2 million acres of hardwoods, advancing westward at about 5 miles per year. Gypsy moths are expected to continue traveling their way through canopies of the state's oak hickory forest to decades to come. Oh, the travel stage to roam hither near the sites of this have common names. In the country, long time to qualify for a green card. Christmasberry webworm. That's like different nicknames. Let's see this one, cryptozoology. North Carolina Museum explores UFOs, Bigfoot. The cryptologist and paranormal museum located at 328 Mosby Avenue features animals whose existence lacks physical evidence, but myths and legends are reported, like Bigfoot, UFOs, and the Loch Ness Monster. According to its website, the museum also looks into living examples of animals that are considered extinct, like dinosaurs. The museum has Bigfoot information and artifacts, ghost evidence, and investigation tools. And it'd be cool to go here. Littleton, North Carolina. Dude, anybody who's like a paranormal or like podcast buddies who like, I'll talk to you. Check it out, maybe. You get some. Again, that's the Cryptozoology and Paranormal Museum. Located at 328 Mosby Avenue in North Carolina. It's tracking what? Tracking strange beasts of China with booze, smoke, and sleuthing. The word cryptology has an aura of scientific rigor, evokes decoding gene sequences and medically preserved fossils. In practice, though, it's a pseudoscience focused on human myths to read the Minotaur, be it Bigfoot, or the Loch Ness Monster. Did the cryptologist navigate the labyrinths of hearsay, conjecture, and implications? Okay. Alrighty. Yanni novel. Young Jean's novel, Strange Meets of China. I might read that when I cover China. Alrighty. Man, I'm gonna talk about, okay, how are you guys doing? You doing alright? I've been like, trying to get my insurance license and stuff and streaming. Playing Witcher 3. Witcher 3 has cool monster designs. Another rad trailer for a psychedelic anime adventure, CryptoZoo. CryptoZoo. Alright, let's listen. Let's watch this. CryptoZoo, are you okay with me watching this? I can't hear you. I can't hear what you're saying. Like a deaf boy. Alright, it says Sundance. It's showing like there's a devil. From more winning director Dash Shaw. It has very cool like stop motion kind of a little bit like painted animation or like color penciled animation. The, some woman died, kicked some dude in the butt. Dazzling visionary, a daring original adventure. It's pretty psychedelic. Did a little tarot reading, seancing going on. See if I'll watch this dude. It seemed very cool. I would not be tripping on something while I watch it. Some, you know, like some dude with a face in his torso. Giant snake. Some people are running on a bridge. Somebody jump out the window of a tower. It's a horse nuzzling a woman. Crypto Zoo. It has Michael Cera. What the fuck? Okay. Michael Cera's in it. It's crazy. Alrighty. Oh, hello, hello, hello. New cryptid. Fallout 7 cryptid locations. Kill cryptid. Black Tabby Games discusses crafting cryptids and more. Let's call it Hollow. Yeah, that's all that. Okay. So we're gonna keep this like a half hour. By half hour, yeah. Hopefully you'll be back soon with more like regular videos or episodes. I don't know. I just want to put this out there in case you're wondering. I might have to change my schedule up depending on how busy I am. You know, stuff. But you can hang out with me on Twitch. No, I'm about to go out here. I'm about to go in and play some NBA 2K21 or something. So waiting on people and stuff. If I want to buy a shirt or something, I don't know. I'll check you out later. Just go to CodyCrypto.com and there should be like a merch link or something down there. Share episodes with your friends. I don't know. If any like critiques, like constructive critiques, please let me know. Just hit me up on wherever. Find me on Instagram at Cozy Crypto Podcast and Cozy Crypto Pod on Twitter. Yeah, see you again. See you, bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.